So welcome. We're glad that you're here with us today at Speaking Hope to Women. And I'm with Babbi Mason. I love that we get together, Babbi.
And I'm with Dr. Peggy Bags.
We have this conversation where just you and I are just talking about some different topics and some things that are on our hearts. And so I appreciate you being here. And for those of you that are joining us today, listen in to what we're talking about.
I'm really encouraged spending this time with you, Dr. Peggy Banks, as we endeavor together to encourage women.
Yes.
But in that encouraging, my heart is just being so lifted up and blessed today by spending this time with you.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about this book that the Lord allowed me to write.
Yes.
For women, mm-hmm. called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King.
Mm-hmm.
There's royalty in your veins.
Isn't that,
because you are a queen.
Amen.
You belong to God. You're special, chosen, a holy nation.
Mm.
The King James Version says you're peculiar.
Well, that's true. All right.
But in a beautiful way.
Yes, yes.
You are handpicked, chosen, a beautiful daughter of the King. And that's what this book is all about.
Yeah.
And we chose a devotion. There are 30 of them in this little book.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, I encourage women in this book to make a proclamation, to embrace the scripture promise.
Yes.
And then I write a devotion, and then we close with a proclamation and a prayer.
Yes.
So we want to talk a little bit today about what it means to stand up for God.
Oh, that's good.
And let me read our passage,
okay.
And then we can talk a little bit about it.
Great.
Our scripture promise for the day is found in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the story of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the promise. Then the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs. But they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn.
Mm-hmm.
He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy.
Wow.
Amen. What a testimony.
That is a testimony. It's not an easy thing to do, is it? Right? Because sometimes we can compromise. We can compromise the things that we really believe in when we feel pressure. Pressure to fail, this fear of failure, or the pressure of people around us, to act a certain way, to be a certain way. So it's not easy. It's not easy to stand up for your faith. It's not easy. I know for me, I've allowed fear in my life to compromise what I believe about God's word. I've allowed some people to control what I do and not obey what I know to be true from God's word. And there's such power when we choose not to compromise and to stand firmly and boldly. And that's what Daniel did. And what an unbelievable outcome and witness for God he was.
Yes. This just proves that when you want to do good, the Bible says, when you want to do good, evil will always be present.
That's right.
The kids nowadays use the term that you're going to always have some haters,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
some people who don't want you to be successful.
Yeah.
But Daniel, in spite of his haters, in spite of his circumstances,
mm-hmm.
put his foot down,
yeah.
dug in deep, and said, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to compromise my words,
mm-hmm.
my behavior,
yeah.
my beliefs. I'm not going to bow down to the king's idols.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat the king's food. I'm chosen by God, even in a culture
yes.
that was anti-God.
Yes.
And that's very relevant in the day that we're living in.
Exactly. It is. It's very relevant. And it's hard for us, even as women, to stand firm in what we believe and to walk with a confidence, not a confidence in our own abilities, but a confidence in who we are in Christ. I mean, sometimes when I'm driving to specific events or if I'm speaking at a conference or something, Babbi, I tell you, I'm in the car just, praying to the Lord. Lord, just give me the boldness, God. Just speak through me. I want to open my mouth and be obedient to what you've called me to do. I pray for that boldness and confidence because I know that there will be people in the audience that don't like what you say, don't like what you think, and they're going to fight, but they're not fighting against us. They're fighting against God, right?
Yeah.
And we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against these powers and, like you said, these principles of darkness.
Peggy, I can so identify with you in the part of your story
mm-hmm.
that recalls a time in my life as a preacher's kid where I felt the pressure. Peer pressure is not just for kids in high school.
Yes. That's right.
But I sense the pressure to conform, to my peers, to mm-hmm. my culture, even as a young believer,
mm-hmm.
there was a time in my life where I grew up not far from Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for a place to land musically, wanting to be a singer. I had the stars in my eyes, wanting to be an R&B singer, go to Motown, make it big.
Yeah.
Even while I was playing the piano for my daddy's church as a young adult, on Friday nights and Saturday nights, I was singing in bars and clubs, hoping to be discovered. Mm. And for me, now, not for anybody else maybe, but for me, that was a huge compromise.
Yeah.
My heart was divided. It was about my heart. It was a heart issue. My heart was divided. And one day I sat down for lunch and I was eating a cup of soup out of a white styrofoam cup and a plastic spoon. And the oil began to coagulate in the soup,
yeah.
The soup as it began to grow lukewarm. And the Lord revealed to me, this is your life.
Wow.
This is your life. You're neither hot nor cold, but you're lukewarm. Mm. And I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. And that was, as we say in the South, my come to Jesus meeting.
Yes.
Where I realized God is looking for somebody who was on fire for him. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout right. the earth, seeking a heart that is faithful to him,
yes.
that he might fully support them.
Mm. That's a powerful story, Babbie. Thank you for sharing that. And there's great hope, right, when we obey the Lord.
Yes.
There's great power
yes.
when we obey the Lord. It's hard to believe it until you've actually walked it. You know, I know the years that I have been a counselor and sitting in a room one-on-one with a woman and sharing that passage with her, as Paul says, listen, I am confident of this one thing, that the work that God has begun in you, he will be faithful to complete it. But she doesn't believe it. She just doesn't mm-hmm. believe that God is going to show up for her. And the only thing that I think Paul was confident of and that I'm confident of is because he showed up for me, right? And he showed up for him. And God will show up for her.
And he showed up for me.
Exactly, exactly.
The bottom line of today's thought is that, you know, the Bible talks about men like David
yes.
and Daniel being a stalwart and men of conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these qualities are not just for Old Testament prophets and kings.
Yes, yes.
But God is looking for women.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for women, for housewives, for vice presidents of your company or school teachers.
Yes.
Wherever you are, he's looking for women who will shine their light.
That's right.
Even in the midst of darkness.
Exactly. In any profession, right? I think about law enforcement. I think about our women who mm. are working in law enforcement. I think about women in the military. I mean, there's opportunities for them to be a real light in a very dark place sometimes. I think about, like you said, the moms or teachers or executives, you know, professors, teachers on a college campus. What an opportunity for them to be this person that's going to stand firm in their convictions and to help others to walk in that light and in that truth.
And I think one of the things that makes it easy for us as women mm-hmm. is because innately we know how to love.
Yes.
And I think as believers, that is what will make all the difference in the world.
Exactly.
Is that we embrace the heart and the love mm-hmm. of God, and we can carry that
yeah.
into the world and make a difference.
Yes, and we don't have to do it alone. God was with Daniel the whole time. He was with him in the fire. You know, he was with him as he stood firm in his convictions. God is with us too. He doesn't leave us alone. He goes before us. He's behind us. You know, his love is the same yesterday and forever. And so we're not in this alone. We have sisters who are walking alongside of us, who can help us, who can pray for us, who can encourage us as we stand together in what is truth from God's word.
At the end of each one of these devotionals
yes.
that I've written in this book called I'm a Daughter of the Most High King
mm-hmm.
is a proclamation.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I love about God is even when we fall short of the mark,
yeah.
he gives us another chance.
Amen.
It's called grace.
Mm-hmm.
He extends to us another opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
And as many times as you need, he will extend that to us.
That's right.
He doesn't condemn. He doesn't cut us off.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mad at us. You're not an irritation or an aggravation.
Yeah.
He loves you.
That's right.
And so out of that confidence in his grace, mm-hmm. we make this proclamation.
Okay.
Can I encourage you to just repeat it after me?
Absolutely.
And those of you that are listening, repeat it after me as well.
Good.
This is our proclamation at the end of our devotion today. I declare that I am a bold witness for God.
Oh, I love that. I declare that I am a bold witness for God.
I do not permit compromise to weaken my faith.
I do not permit compromise to weaken my faith.
I hold fast to my convictions.
I hold fast to my convictions.
Because I fear God.
Because I fear God.
And obey Him.
And obey Him. There's power in that proclamation. Yes. And so we hope that you spoke that proclamation with us today and that you feel the power that God has for you today. Babby, thank you so much for this devotion.
Thank you, Peggy. It's always good to share this time with you.
Wonderful to be together.